אני שמעתי דווקא בלושן קוידה, שמעתי רב מוישה שפירא, רב מוישה שפירא, הוא עושה ככה, he always go like this, and I remember, I think it's the first time in my life I heard רב מוישה שפירא speak. It was on a Thursday night, I lived in a part in 137, and he spoke on Rosh Hashanah. At the time he was speaking on Rosh Hashanah Thursday nights, and spoke in this week's parasha. Now, one of the things, I have a friend of mine who is probably Rav Moshe Shapiro's closest person in his life. My friend's name is Chesky Hartman. He went everywhere with Rav Moshe. He was all the time with Rav Moshe. He wasn't like a Talmud. He was like his gabbai. We went to America with Rav Moshe. He was in the hospital with Rav Moshe. He was there when Rav Moshe passed away. This is mamish from the closest people in Rav Moshe's life. I'm mistama closer than all of Rav Moshe's children. So one of the things that people don't understand about Rav Moshe Shapiro is that Rav Moshe's tremendous hekif. Rav Moshe, he gave shiurim, so they're trying to collect all Rav Moshe's shiurim. The people are calling with all these. They said shiurim in Peah. He said shiurim in all these esoteric limudim in Nigla. And then there's Nister. There's all different shiurim. There's the Mishle shiur, and then there's the Ma'aseh Torah shiur, and then there's the Chumash shiur, and then there's all these different things that Rav Moshe was in. And different people, brought out different of Rav Moshe's milas. So we're zoicha to have one of the probably the most accessible outlets of Rav Moshe is our Mashgiach Shlita, whether he brings Rav Moshe down and makes it very practical. But there's another Rav Moshe which is all the way up there, which is a whole different place. I'm going to share with you something that I heard from Rav Moshe, and I'm going to try to weave it into Shvilei Pinchas. It was my first time hearing Rav Moshe, so I can't say that I understood everything that he was saying. Aval Aboisai, Ninaseh Lehavin. Let's try to understand. Besof Parashatenu, in the end of this week's parasha, Yesh Davar Ma'od Muzar. A parasha me'atchala, mamash ad asof, is focused on one thing. This is a parasha of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael is going out of Mitzrayim. This is the parasha of where Klal Yisrael is getting ready, and there's the Machas Bechoyrus, and we're making this shift, and we're going on our way out. Next week's parasha is the Shira. Vayhi b'shalach paro. I saw them, and they're already out. But this week's parasha, we're on our way out. But in the end of the parasha, there's a few psukim that just seem to be totally out of place. And the pasuk says, V'hoya ki aviyacha Hashem elo eretz ha-kanani. Hashem is going to bring you to the promised land. Ze afpam lo nikra. It's never called in the psukim Eretz Yisrael. Ze nikra Eretz Kenani. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when I bring you there, you have to take Va'avarta kol peter rechem la'Hashem. Every peter rechem has to have its being brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the pasuk says, V'chol peter chamor tifde b'seh v'imloi sifde v'araftoi. V'chol peter chamor tifde b'seh. It's interesting, the pasuk now has this discussion about peter chamor. Maze peter chamor. What is this thing called peter chamor? V'maze lamaze kashur to this week's parsha. By the way, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, don't forget to do Pidyon and Petach Hamor. Rabbi Yisai, Ninaseh Leavin. Let's try to understand. I'm now going to go back to the beginning of this week's parasha. And the pasuk says, in Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Zayin, it's not all the way in the beginning, but it's much earlier. And the pasuk says, Ushmartem es ha-matzois, ki be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, Ushmartem es ha-matzos. The Dafka Gemara in Meseches Gittin. The Gemara says that there's a mitzvah of Shmura Matzah, Matzah Shmura, Ushmartem es ha-matzos. You have to watch the matzos. However, Rashi brings over here, Hashem Rabbi Yoshia, Al Tikri Matzois. Don't say Matzois, Ela Mitzvois. Ushmartem es ha-mitzvois, which means a mitzvah comes to your hands. Do it immediately. Do it quickly. Do it bizrizus. Ushmartem es ha-matzois al-tikri matzois ala mitzvahs. This is the Makar in the Torah for an inyan called Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs. Now, LeMaisa, there's other Makaris for Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs. Gimel? Bayashkeim Avram Baboiker. The Gemara in Pesachim brings down that there's an inyan. Pesachim Daf Dalid, Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs, Kedichsiv. Kolayim Kula Kasha LeMila. But Avram Avinu was Zariz Vayashkeim Avram Baboiker, Mawasa. What did he do when he got up in the morning? Anyone know? What's the first thing he did? The bris. Saddled his donkey. Correct. Vayashkeim Avram Baboiker, Vayachavosh Eschamoiroi. He saddled his donkey. Okay. The Mesilas Yesharim in Shah Hazrizus brings down Mitzvah Habol Yodcha Al Tachmitzena. Don't allow it to go stale or to become chametz. Mitzvah Habol Yodcha in Yishol Zrizus. So why do we need two Makaris Shol Zrizus? Why do we need one Makar of Zrizus? Is Parsha saying who Shmartem Es HaMatzos? The other Makar of Zrizus is the pasuk that tells us Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. So the Shvile Pinchas explains as follows. Whenever it says Ushmartem, Ushmartem is a lav. There's a aseh of Zrizus, and there's a lav of Zrizus. The mashal, the pasuk says, Hishomer lecha pen, means be careful that it shouldn't happen. So the pasuk is telling us you have a mitzvah aseh of Zrizus. That's Vayashkeim Avram Baboiker. And you have a mitzvah lois aseh, mitzvah habol yodcha, Al tachmitzeno, do not allow it to go stale. Do not allow it to become chametz. Therefore, we have these two elements of zrizus. Now, the question is, why is it that dafka over here, by ushmartem es hamatzos, is the pasuk telling us the mitzvah of zrizus? So, on the first glance, we can understand what does matzah have to do with zrizus? Rabbeisai,
18 minutes.
Matzah is something that everyone knows. You go into a matzah factory and emovdim is rizut over there, right? Everyone's working very, very quickly. So over here we see the chshivus of zrizus, because if a person he procrastinates when he's making his matzah, what happens? Becomes chametz. Mitzvah habal yodcha al tachmitzena. Don't allow it to spoil. Because that's what happens if a person is not careful. Okay. However, he brings from the Arizal that there's something perhaps more than that in this week's parasha. And this is when we're going to start getting into the inyanim. He brings the pasuk says, Ushmartem es hamatzos, ki be'etzem hayoyim hazeh hotzeisi es tzivoseichem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Another omek, Rabbi say. Ki be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us out in itzumo shel yoyim. Now, says the Arizal the following thing. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out in haste, took us out very quickly. That's why when the matzahs didn't have time to rise. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rush? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us out so fast? Why was everyone running so much? Omer Arizal, and it's somewhat famous, the Makar is the Arizal, and he says, because Klal Yisrael was sinking. They were sinking and they were right now at the 49th level of Tumah. And if you wait even another second, what was going to happen to them? They were going to be Yored until the 50th level of Tumah, and then they're in oblivion. And then they're lost. Then they can't be taken out anymore. Then there's no hope for them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu found the exact moment, and if you wait another second, you're gonna lose it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ushmartem es hamatzos, ki be'etzem hayoyim hazeh hotzeisi es bnei Yisrael hakavanah. What it means to say is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't wait. If I don't do it now, it's not gonna happen. Zotot davar with mitzvahs, same thing. Zrizim makdimim lemitzvahs, because a lot of people push things off till tomorrow. A lot of people say we're gonna do it tomorrow, and what ends up happening? It never ends up happening. You miss an opportunity. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the same way I had to take Klal Yisrael out at that moment, and if I didn't, I was going to miss the opportunity. Ushmartem es hamitzvahs. Realize that mitzvahs are also opportunities that you can miss. And that's why the pasuk is telling us the mitzvah inyan of zerizus is coming out dafka over here. So now, this entire situation of Klal Yisrael capitalizing the moment, Kadosh Baruch Hu taking us out at that very moment, and matzahs happening very, very quickly, is a contrast, interestingly, with the Midah of Mitzrayim. He brings from the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Mitzrim had a bechinah, that they had, there was an element, they were represented by the animal of the chamor. The pasuk says on a mitzri, asher besar chamorim besarim, zermas asher besar chamorim besarim, which is saying that the mitzri has the basar of chamor. So the Zohar says the mitzri is like a chamor. What's the bechina of a chamor? What's the difference between a chamor and a sus, for example? A horse runs. A horse, it goes quickly. A chamor goes very slowly. Chamor is something that moves very, very slowly. It doesn't have the midah of zrizos. So what the mitzvah represented was dafka this klipa, the klipa of chamor, which is, I'm not in a rush to do anything. Everything's going to happen slowly. Chamor is miloshen of chumrius. Chumrius is when a person is like grounded. Everything is slow. He's like, there's no movement. Chamor is chumrius is when a person is stuck in his place. That was Mitzrayim. And Klal Yisrael had to get out, break out of chamor, and it's zrizus. Avram Avinu, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, he got up early in the morning. And what did he do? Vayachavoshes chamoroi. He saddled his chamor, is the pshat. He broke out of his laziness. He got on top of his chamor. He was not lazy anymore. And that's the zrizus of Avram Avinu. He was able to overpower. He was able to get his chamor, to control and channel his chamor. So Rabbeisai, the oisiyos of chamor is the oisiyos machar. Chamor is the same letters as machar. Why? Because the chamor wants to push everything off till tomorrow. Chamor is not looking to do anything today, it's all tomorrow. That's the mimitri way of doing things. But our way of doing things is adarabba. Person's gonna do things today. Person, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says, person should ein adam yodea yoimaisai, therefore, person should make sure to yoshuv hayoim shemayomus lamachar. You have to do tshuva today because who knows what tomorrow is going to bring. And that's the pshat, the pasuk says, v'samti pdus b'enani uvein amecha, I will show the difference between my people and their other people. Machar yeh ha'ois hazeh. Machar is going to show you the difference between v'samti pedus bein ani uvein amecha. Machar yeh ha'ois hazeh. That's what the pasuk says, which is the difference between the Jewish people and the Mitzrim is machar. The Mitzrim are all busy. Let's do this tomorrow. We don't have to do this today. And then everything gets pushed off. But Klal Yisrael, adarabba, is on top of the chamor, and that's the pshat. It says when Mashiach is going to come, he says he's going to be roichev al gabe chamor. What does it mean? He's going to be roichev al chamor. It means Mashiach is going to come when Klal Yisrael is already like Avram Avinu, who's vayachavosh is chamoroi. We're getting on top of the chamor. Now something happened right at the end of this week's parasha, which is as Klal Yisrael is leaving, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'd like to take out some of the Mitzrim, and I'd like to include them into Klal Yisrael. What were they called? Erev Rav. The Erev Rav were Mitzrim, and they were people that were, I guess, somewhat inspired by everything that was going on, and they wanted to become part of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed this to happen, but it was a complicated procedure. If you're going to take a Mitzri and make him part of Klal Yisrael, so something has to happen in order for them to ki'ilu be included. Now, when that happens, and we're moving the Mitzri into Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, we have now introduced this idea called Pidyon Chamor. Pidyon Chamor. Why is Pidyon Chamor in the end of this week's parasha? Because Moshe Rabbeinu did a Pidyon Chamor. He said, I'm going to take this Mitzri, and what's a Mitzri? So the Arizal told us he's a Bechino of Chamor, and I'm going to bring him into Tzad Kedusha. I'm going to bring him into Klal Yisrael. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now that you've done that, now you've introduced a concept called Pidyon Chamor, which is we're going to take the Chamor and bring him into Klal Yisrael. How are you going to make a Chamor into like a Avodas Hashem? That's what we end in this week's parasha. And the pasuk says, Kol Petah Chamor Tifdeh B'seh. A seh is a kosher animal. A seh is an animal that we always use for karbonos. Over here, the pidyon chamor is tifdeh b'seh, is somehow he's going to try to get in, he's going to be included in this the karbonos of the seh, the imloy sifteh v'araftoy. If you don't do the pidyon chamor, so then you have to break its neck. Now, this is the chelek of what Ramesh Shapiro said, which I don't remember. I don't remember how he explained what's the araftoy, the breaking of the neck, and the neck having to do with somehow the mitzrim not being able to, somehow that's symbolic of the resistance of the mitzri. I don't remember. We have to try to figure that out. But that's what's happening in the end of this week's parasha. The parasha speaks about the pidyon petah chamor and the kesher to dafka yitzias Mitzrayim, because what we were doing was we were getting out of the chamor, getting out of the chumrius. Chumrius is laziness. Chumrius is when a person just feels like he's stuck in his place. I know I should do it. I'll do it tomorrow. I don't have to do it today. Adirabba, the whole inyan of yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out bizrizus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you got to go fast. Matzahs are made bizrizus. The entire process of yitzias Mitzrayim is a person realizing, mitzvah haba liyodcha al tachmitzena. Don't allow it. Don't squander an opportunity. And that's the pshat. We said that Mashiach is going to come. It's going to be roichev al gabe chamor, that which means that when we are all prepared and ready to make sure that we overcome our nature of just wanting to stay in the same place, and just we're just trying to be stagnant, and we're going to constantly be working on doing things bizrizus. So then Mashiach is going to be able to, he'll have the chamor ki'ilu saddled in order that he should be able to come and be mevaser on the gula shlema b'mheiro v'yameinu. Amen.